Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. A Lost Temple reveals new insights into one of the Bible's most famous stories, Jonah and the Whale. Just one of the revelations explored in the new season of Smithsonian Channel's popular series, Secrets, following the world's leading archaeologist as they use modern technologies to solve some of history's ancient mysteries, examining these relics and legends to gain insight into who we are, where we come from, and where we're going. Andra Heritage is executive producer of Smithsonian Channel's Secrets. Andra started her career as a BBC production trainee, 3 years as a journalist and editor in a TV newsroom. As a series producer, she's produced shows in every genre for a wide range of broadcasters, former head of programming for Britain's Channel 5, and now executive producer of a number of hit series, including Smithsonian Channel's Secrets, back for a new season, Monday, September 24th, 8 Eastern Pacific, at Andra Heritage with us on This Week in America. Andra, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me on.
It is really time to look forward to a brand new season. First episode is really fascinating. It's sort of a modern-day disaster leads into new insights into the biblical story of Jonah and the whale. And we really learn something new during this episode, don't we?
We do. And you're absolutely right. It is that out of disaster comes new discoveries. And that's what's so exciting. It's to do with when ISIS came into Mosul in 2014, it was a total archaeological disaster because they set about destroying some of the world's most ancient and precious artifacts. But they also destroyed a shrine dedicated to the biblical character Jonah, which was a terrible disaster. But it also inadvertently, as you say, uncovered an incredible ancient palace, which experts think could have been the very city that the Bible says Jonah was sent to save. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's like this 27-year-old temple complex, and this was got international headlines when this was discovered. Also, in one of the episodes this year that's fascinating, we all have this love of Vikings, and you take us back a thousand years to a burial site in Denmark and discover what really defeated the invincible Viking nation. Again, we learned something new in this episode, don't we?
Absolutely. This is a brilliant episode. I love the Vikings. They are horribly murderous and pillaging and plundering, but what's not to love, as long as you weren't living in Northern Europe
exactly.
At the time.
Exactly, yes, yes.
But basically, this particular discovery is a sort of mystery of the missing body, because archaeologists had a chance find in a field in Denmark of what seemed to be an elite Viking grave, and they uncovered amazing grave goods, gold grave goods, which is very rare in Viking times. Only the elite would have gold, so everybody was terribly excited. And then they discovered, or rather, they didn't discover a body. The body was actually missing, and where that body went and who it was helps us solve the riddle of what happened to the Vikings a thousand years ago, and why they stopped being the murderous, pillaging bunch that they were.
That's part of Season 5 on Smithsonian Channel's Secrets. It airs Monday nights, 8 Eastern Pacific. You know, it's interesting, as you watch the series unfold, so often you're either rewriting history or filling in the blanks. You're really sort of reshaping history in the process of doing the program.
Well, I think you made the point earlier that modern technology really helps us take a fresh look at sometimes old evidence, or helps us really reevaluate brand new evidence and tell a new story and take a fresh look. And all too often in the past, not through anyone's fault, but relics, remains were dug up. People didn't really know how to analyze them or didn't have the ability to analyze them. A theory was formed, and then those relics and bones were shoved on a shelf in a dusty old room at the back of a university somewhere. And now modern technology is allowing us to look at these relics and remains in a different way. So suddenly we can find out how people died. Were they sacrificed? Did they die in battle? Did they die of a disease? Where they came from? Strontium isotope testing will tell you where they've come from or what they've eaten, you know. And all of these new technologies are really just helping to, you're right, rewrite history, or more fill in the blanks, I think, and make connections where you couldn't make connections before.
As we watch, we find out that the process is fascinating. It's not necessarily you go looking for something. There's a story you have, the Pharaoh in the suburbs, where construction work is going on. Suddenly they find a headstone of an ancient pharaoh, and all of a sudden this process begins. So here's something. You've got the construction. You've got the discovery. Talk about the process after that, because this really is meticulous and painstaking as they do the research to see if there really is something there.
Well, that's right. When the chunk of head that was, and body and torso that was uncovered in the suburb of Cairo was dug up, everybody assumed that it was a certain pharaoh, because only one pharaoh sort of, you know, had a big PR machine that said, I'm brilliant, look at me, I make all these big statues of myself, and I am a fantastic king. And that was one of the Ramses, and he was really, you know, the big pharaoh. He was the one that everyone harked back to and said, those were the glory days of ancient Egypt, and look at all these statues. I mean, literally, there are loads of statues of Ramses. So they assumed that it was him initially. And then they dug a bit further and they found an inscription and realized it wasn't Ramses at all. It turned out it was a chap called Psamtik. And Psamtik is honestly the greatest pharaoh you've never heard of. He was a brilliant strategist. He pulled Egypt up from its bootstraps. It was on its uppers, and he pulled it up by its bootstraps and basically got it back to its former glory. He was an amazing pharaoh, but because he didn't really do much to promote himself, which most pharaohs did, you know, they took other people's temples and rewrote their names on them, made sure they had lots of statues. But he didn't really do that, or they haven't been found. We didn't really know about him. So you can only go with the evidence. And that's what's really exciting, is that as soon as a new piece of evidence, you know, pops up, it can allow you to look at a whole piece of history that you didn't think was important before, and it will rewrite it.
It brings all new insights to some of the stories that we learned, or we thought we learned. We're talking about Season 5, Smithsonian Channel's Secrets, with us executive producer of the program, Andra Heritage. You'll see it Mondays, 8 Eastern Pacific, on Smithsonian Channel. Andra, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.